Very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. It's always great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins opened up a three-game series with the San Francisco Giants at Marlins Park. Marlins winners of three straight. We're looking to make it four straight. It was a matchup between Adam Conley and Ty Block. With a recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the beat goes on. Another home run for Stanton. Another win for the Marlins. You can get used to this, can't you? Marlins beat the Giants 8-3 tonight. They win their fourth in a row. A perfect start to this six-game homestand, two games remaining against San Francisco. Right at the start of the broadcast tonight, I said maybe tonight is the night Giancarlo Stanton sets a Marlins single-season home run record. He came in tied with Gary Sheffield, 42, here in 2017. Sheff had 42 for the Marlins back in 1996. I said, well, you got to stay with us for the next 3 hours, find out if maybe tonight's the night. As it turned out, you know, you stay with us for about 10, 15 minutes. Because in the bottom of the first, in a scoreless game facing Ty Block, D. Gordon singled to get the Marlins started, and up stepped Stanton.
Ty Block ready. The lefty deals again. Stanton swings. Hits a gigantic high fly ball. This is deep to left. Here it is, folks. A new Marlins single season home run record. And the holder is Giancarlo Stanton at 43. A two-run home run in his first at-bat here tonight to give the Marlins a 2-0 lead and set the club record, and he has homered in five straight games, 7 out of 8 and 10 out of 12 games, and just honored as the National League Player of the Week. It's a great way to start out this week.
No doubt about that. Stanton with his 43rd home run of the season, a new club record, and he becomes the first player in Marlins history to hit at least one home run in five consecutive games. Stanton had the Marlins off and running in the first at 2-0 at that point. And for Giancarlo, that is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So Adam Conley staked to a quick 2-0 lead. He set down the side in order in the first. He allowed a hit but got a double play ball to face the minimum three in the second inning. But in the third with that 2-0 lead, Conley got into some trouble. The number 7 man, Pablo Sandoval, began the inning with a single. He took second on a Kelby Tomlinson walk. Pitcher Block sacrificed runners to second and third, so two men were in scoring position for Denard Span. Pitch to Span is hammered toward right center. Stanton races back. It is over his head. It's going to bounce up over the wall. A ground rule double, and we are tied 2-2 in the third. Sandoval and Tomlinson crossed the plate, and the Giants had a chance to take the lead. They had a man at second with still only one out when Gorky Hernandez flew out to right field for the second out, but then Hunter Pence delivered. Five straight once and a season-high 6-in-a-row once. Line drive to left off Pence's bat. That's down for a hit. They're going to wave the man at third. Marcelo Ozuna comes up firing toward the plate. JT the tag a little bit late. And Span is able to avoid that tag to give the Giants a 3-2 lead on the play. Pence down to second. After that, a couple of walks to Buster Posey. Nick Hundley loaded the bases, but Brandon Crawford bounced out. And the inning was finally over. Conley faced 9 in a 30-pitch third inning. He allowed 3 runs on 3 hits, and the Giants left the bases loaded. They had a 3-2 lead at the end of 2.5. Lead did not last long, though, because in the Marlins' half of the third, D. Gordon, a leadoff single, he was 2-for-2 at that point. He took second base when Giancarlo nearly hit another home run. He had a fly ball to the wall in left center, just underneath the home run sculpture, 393 feet away. It was tracked down by Denard Span. But Gordon tagged and went to second, so he was in scoring position for Christian Yelich. Crawford sneaks in behind D. Ground ball through the hole at shortstop. Base hit Yelly. D's going to score. We're tied at 3. Crawford shaded up the middle, trying to keep Gordon close, and Yelich took advantage with a single right through the vacated hole. His 59th RBI. So the Marlins had the lead, and they would never look back in this game in the fourth inning. They got a one-out single from Derek Dietrich. Derek took second base and a walk to Miguel Rojas. Runners moved up to second and third, and a sack bump by Adam Conley, one of two he had in the game. So with two outs, Marlins had two men in scoring position for D. Gordon. 0-2 has bounced up the middle near the back at second. Tomlinson's got it, throws to first, not in time. Dietrich scores. Rojas held at third. D. Gordon's 3-for-3, and his third hit produces the fourth Marlins run. Miami's on top 4-3. Marlins weren't done, because after D's RBI single, it was Giancarlo's turn. The 0-2, Stanton bounces one into the hole between short and third base hit. G comes through again. Stopping at second, Gordon in from third, Dietrich. It's 5-3 Marlins. Third RBI in the game, 93rd on the season for Stanton. Marlins were up 5-3 heading to the fifth inning when Marcell Ozuna batted first.
Here's the pitch. And Ozuna unloads, hits a high drive to deep left center. Span is back, looking up. It is up, up and away. A home run for Marcell Ozuna, number 27. And the Marlins have a 6-3 lead. Ozuna hitting that one into the shrubs, just to the left of the 407 sign in dead center.
Well, the Giants starter Ty Block would get through the fifth inning, retiring the next three. He'd pitch a scoreless sixth inning. He was done after six tonight, having allowed six runs on nine hits. He walked three, struck out one, allowed a couple of homers. Stanton and Ozuna in all for Block tonight, 97 pitches. 61 strikes. He left on the wrong end of a 6-3 game. Adam Conley worked into the seventh inning. He allowed a leadoff single to Kelby Tomlinson. Then he got pinch hitter Carlos Moncrief to hit into a fielder's choice. And at that point, he was pulled from the game with one on one out in the seventh. Drew Steckenrider came on with a 6-3 lead. Steck got Denard Span to fly to center. He got pinch hitter Jared Parker to strike out. And that was all in the seventh for the Giants. Still 6-3 for Conley tonight. 6 1/3 innings. Six hits, three runs. He walked three, didn't strike out anybody. 103 pitches, 60 strikes. In the Marlins' seventh, with Kyle Crick on to pitch, leadoff walk to Marcell Ozuna, and with one out, up step Tyler Moore. 3-2 to Moore is slammed out toward right center. Going to get down for extra bases. It'll roll to the wall. Ozuna motoring around third. He's going to score, and a double by Tyler Moore. It's 7-3 Marlins. And the Marlins weren't done in that inning. A walk to Derek Dietrich. And then, with Miguel Rojas at the plate, the pitcher Crick let one get away. Pitch on the way. It's through the legs of the catcher, Hundley, racing to the plate. Moore, he's going to score. It's 8-3 Miami on a wild pitch. And 8-3 is how this one would end. Steckenrider got the last two outs in the seventh. Dustin McGowan, a scoreless eighth inning. And Odrysmer Despaigne with a perfect ninth inning. The Marlins bullpen tonight, 2 2/3 innings of one-hit shutout ball. So on the homestand now, 14. Actually, let me do that math again. 15 innings of seven-hit, one-run ball by Marlins relievers in four games against the Rockies and the Giants as Steckenrider, McGowan, and Despaigne close this one out, an 8-3 Marlins win over San Francisco. This is, by the way, when you look at baseball oddities, the fifth consecutive game in which the Marlins have allowed exactly three runs. Fifth time in as many games, and actually for the Marlins, it's the seventh time in the last eight games they've allowed exactly three runs. Tonight, the three runs by the Giants, not enough. Marlins win it 8-3 for Miami. Eight runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left eight on base for San Francisco. Three runs, seven hits, no errors. They strand seven. Adam Conley, the winner, 5-5. Ty Block, the loser, 8-8. Time of the game, 2 hours, 44 minutes, in front of 17,096 here at Marlins Park. The Marlins, with the victory, have matched a season best by winning four in a row. They've done it two previous times, May 28th through May 31st, one game at home against the Angels, then three at home against the Phillies. And they did it again between July 26th and July 29th, one game on the road in Texas, then three at home against the Reds. So this current 4-0 homestand marks the third time this year the Marlins have won as many as four in a row. They have now won nine of the last 11 at Marlins Park, so they improved to 31-28 at home with the victory tonight. Meanwhile, the Giants fall to 47-73. They're, again, 26 games under 500. They dropped to 20-41. On the road this season.
What a night for Giancarlo Stanton. Sets the franchise single season home run record. We caught up with Giancarlo afterwards. Giancarlo, first and foremost, congratulations, and I know you've talked about it and it's hard to think about during the season, the way the team's playing and you're playing well, but what does it mean to you to accomplish such a feat that you did tonight?
This is really cool for me. Any major league franchise to be a record holder is something special. So, I'll enjoy it and try to add on, try to make it harder to beat.
For how many years, all that you've been through, injuries, have you been gunning for this? Is it something that you've thought about, knowing what you're capable of?
100%. That's why I don't want to get caught up in the moment and just keep pushing through, because I've had a lot of hiccups throughout my career, and this is one you got to push through.
I see a big guy out there in right field. You always look cool, calm, and collected. But any nerves, anxious to get this done with? Now you just head towards 50 this time.
You never want to sit on one that you need. You know, they always talk about the guys that, you know, are at right before 500, 300, 600, and all that. The anticipation gets bigger and bigger every at bat. So, it's good to get it out the way.
It's an absolute pleasure to watch you, Giancarlo. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
It's been absolutely incredible what Giancarlo has done lately. And the man that gets on in front of him, that was D. Gordon. He had a bunch of hits last night. We caught up with Giancarlo's teammate postgame. D, I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but hitting in front of Giancarlo Stanton, the way he's going, do you feel any added pressure to get on just to let the big man go to work and hit some more balls out of the ballpark?
Man, I better get on the way he's swinging the bat. You know, that's our offense, man. G's been amazing. You know, he's I don't know what else to say. He's been our best player, and you know, it's just awesome to see him going like this.
How much fun is it to watch him, though, just to be his teammate and to see what he's doing over the course of this torrid stretch?
It's amazing, man. They need to give him his respect and his due, because he's definitely doing it every night for us.
Can you tell me about that little hop, skip, and a jump there to hit that ball to single out the left field there early on for you?
I just needed a knock to get on for G.
Hey, four in a row, though, before I let you go. You're three under, making a little noise here. How much fun are you guys having and all?
Just playing hard, seeing how it goes every day, and that's all we can do.
Go celebrate. Thanks, D.
All right, thank you.
Big night for D, a huge night for Giancarlo Stanton. Even better, the Marlins come away winners in Game 1. They'll look for their fifth consecutive victory tonight at 7:10. On the mound for the Marlins tonight, Dan Straley. He'll be opposed by left-hander Madison Bumgarner. We're on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.